mighty river's on the rise. The river's on the rise. And she won't come down till she takes another town and leaves the fields under the skies. My father's waiting on the shine. He's waiting on that sun to shine. That old river is a taker. Every day she gets an acre. There's no pontoons on his combine. My mother's praying for relief. She's praying for relief. Because a family so small couldn't build a bigger wall. We lost our house to the river like a thief. The mighty river's on the rise. The river's on the rise. And she won't come down till she takes another town and leaves the fields under the sky. My sister's crying in the rain. She's crying in the falling rain. Because the cattle and horse swam away in the force of the mighty rolling river on the plain. My grandpa's rocking in his chair. He's rocking in his rocking chair. And his strength's all gone since grandma passed on. Tears are filling up in his stare. The mighty river's on the rise. The river's on the rise. And she won't come down till she takes another town and leaves the fields under her disguise. I never thought the day would come. I never thought the day would ever come. When those mighty banks would flood, spilling tears, spilling blood, not knowing what the future would become. The mighty river's on the rise. The river's on the rise. And she won't come down till she takes another town and leaves the fields under the skies. No, she won't come down till she takes another town and leaves the fields under her disguise.
That's Kevin Roy live for Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. That song is called The Mighty River from his great 2016 album Hot Worn Highways. And that's a song I think about the Red River and the flooding that seems to occur every year.
It's ironically, it wasn't inspired by that though. I guess I was watching the news, I guess three summers ago, and seeing what was happening out in High River and the Bow River and all the places off the eastern slope there in Alberta, and seeing the havoc those rivers were playing on a lot of the small communities and towns, and including Calgary too, and then that got me thinking about my hometown and what we face every year. Seemingly, it's every year somebody's affected by flooding, and then so I started jotting that one down. Yeah.
And that song, you did intend that it would be used to try and raise awareness of the challenges and support people struggling through situations in relation to flooding?
It actually wasn't. I was on the road doing my album release about a year ago. Madeline Roger was with me as well from Roger. She was playing in my band for that one. And we were just talking about the challenges of touring. And, you know, we're always on the road. It's really the only way to make a living at this industry. And there was some flooding back home in the spring, as there always is. And I wasn't back home, wasn't able to help out sandbagging and stuff like that. So I figured, you know, as an artist, maybe try and do my part and raise awareness and raise funds through a different means.
Well, anyone who listens to this show will know that I'm a big fan of your music. Hot Worn Highways is a fabulous, fabulous album. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in music.
Well, music's always been a big part of my life. I guess when I was maybe 10 years old or so, I is when I started picking up the guitar and doing some music and playing songs and stuff. It started a lot with my grandparents, a lot of influence from them. On my mother's side, my grandfather was an old country music, sung a lot of old cowboy songs and stuff, and some of the old country songs and Johnny Cash and Hank Williams and stuff like that. And so I learned a lot from him. And then on the other side, my father's side, he was a harmonica player. So I mean, I guess the instruments I play are a bit of a passed down of generations in my family.
Did you used to play in a band as well before you develop this all country,
yep.
All country.
Yeah, like it was. I used to be a school teacher, and so I spent 5 years back in Winnipeg going to university and stuff. And it was kind of I played in some bands with some of my classmates and stuff. And so we were kind of like weekend warriors, you know, going out and trying to play shows on the weekend around town. And it never really amounted to anything more than some weekend shows around Winnipeg. But I always wanted to kind of take it beyond the borders of Winnipeg and get out there and take it a little more seriously. Or make more of a profession out of it. And so that's where the whole Kevin Roy project stemmed.
Is that your favorite thing, to be on the road, you know, just with a guitar, finding a place to play?
You know what, it's a big part of it. I also love, you know, kind of hiding away in a studio as well and creating or just finding some space to write as well. But you know what, I think it's a balance of the whole lifestyle in general that I really enjoy. Like the touring part is definitely one of my favorites for sure. But I think it's all the elements that go into, creating and writing, recording and touring that is the allure for me to the industry.
You've got your guitar. We're going to try and squeeze as many live songs in as possible
today.
What are you going to play for us this time?
I'm going to go back and do Taller Than the Trees, the title track off the Taller Than the Trees album. And play that one for you. Yeah, it's kind of neat to revisit some of these songs as they've developed a little bit along the way, playing them, with different members of different, having different people come on the road with me and stuff. And I still dig into those catalogs when I get on the road as well. So this one's Taller Than the Trees.
Wish that I was taller, little taller than the trees, so I could see my future and the place I scrape my knees, and pick my battles wiser. I'd never won a war. I'm getting tired of waking up to bullets ringing out my door. Hid behind your crooked smile in the darkness of your eyes. You're telling all your secrets to the tallest trees. 'Cause when that old jack pine falls, it don't make a sound. It's carrying all your thoughts and burying them in the ground. Between the strikes and thunder, there's a silence in my ears, and it's asking me where my heart is bound. And fate is asking why I don't talk to you no more. I was trembling to leave, steady walking out the door. Morning came to take a train. I took a greyhound instead. I much prefer the tires to the rail. I chased a humble feeling to the foothills in July. I never second guessed the reasons, and I won't regret how I tried. Every passing city begs to know what's on my mind. Oh, but still I ponder where my heart is bound. Fate is asking why I don't talk to you no more. I was trembling to leave, steady walking out the door. It's raining on her shoulders. I'm trying to find a little shelter from the storm. Between the strikes and thunder, there's a silence in my ears. It's begging me where my heart is bound. And fate is asking why I don't talk to you. I was trembling to leave, steady walking. And fate is asking why I don't talk to you no more. I was trembling to leave, steady walking out the door.
That's Kevin Roy live at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. We're in our little mobile studio. Some people just call a hotel room. That's the title track from Kevin's 2014 album, Taller Than the Trees, which was your first EP, then the full length. Although I have to, wasn't Taller Than the Trees like 7 or 8 songs?
It was six songs.
Oh, six. Yeah, it was EPs when I was young used to be like 3 or 4.
Right,
now 7 or 8.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing, I guess. The way
it's a good album, though.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a collection of a lot of, you know, it's that we were talking earlier about that Calgary Skyline song, and like that was one of the first songs I ever wrote, and it's, you know, it was written 10 to maybe even 12 years ago now, and yeah, it was the first track off that album. So it was kind of featuring a lot of songwriting from, you know, my early start in writing music, and then it was the first thing I kind of packaged up together to make a go at this industry and put the music out there.
The 2016 album, Heartworn Highways, that was your first full length.
Right.
Did you feel like there was a lot of difference between what you were writing for Taller Than the Trees and then for Heartworn Highways?
Yeah, there's definitely some differences. There's also a lot of similarities. And I mean, instrumentally, it was the Taller Than the Trees album is acoustic instruments. I was on a really big bluegrass kind of kick back home, a lot of players around town. So I was dabbling a lot with acoustic instruments. So that's kind of where that one stemmed from. The Heartworn Highways album is, you know, it's more pedal steel and you know, keys and stuff like that. So a little more of an electric band sort of feel. But at the heart of it, though, my songwriting is all, I think it's all kind of based around what I do and, you know, the experiences that I've had and stuff. So I think comparing the songwriting to the two, I think it's pretty similar, though, thematically, the first one's a little bit more about, you know, approaching that unknown and the uncertain sort of stuff. And whereas the Heartworn Highways, you know, I'd been on the road for a few years at that point. I've experienced a little bit of that, and it's some of it's reflecting, some of it's observational, some of it's, things I've seen along the way. And this country inspires me a lot, and the people I meet and the places I go, and it finds its way definitely into the writing that I do.
Now, coming from Winnipeg, and Winnipeg has a fabulous music scene.
Yeah.
One of the things that amazes me about the music scene in Winnipeg, and it always comes through every time I come to a conference like this, is there are just so many great players, but you all seem to interact a great deal. You mentioned Madeline Roger from Roger Roger. It seems like a lot of the players play together.
Yeah.
You know, is that just one of the things that makes it a great place to play music?
It's quite a musically incestuous scene. You know, if you crack open the albums of the music that's coming from Winnipeg and you look at the liner notes, you know, you'll recognize
you know, if you're familiar with the Winnipeg scene, you'll recognize a lot of names on those albums. With this one specifically, The Heartworn Highways, yeah, like I had Madeline Roger on the album as well. Logan McKillop, who's here, he's on the album as well. And, you know, he's done some touring with me. Actually, we just got back from Northwest Territories in the Yukon. We were there for the last month. The two of us were touring up there. Daniel Pelican Hoffner from Red Moon Road's on it as well. And so, I mean, and then you look at this, a lot of the session players as well. Like there are people, the Brothers Landreth, Alex Campbell, who played keys with them, is he plays on my album as well. And Del Barber, Bill Western plays pedal steel with both of our projects. And so, yeah, it's really quite a vibrant scene, and there's a lot of collaboration. I think that's part of what makes it so unique. Like our winters are so cold, and we find a lot of time, I think, over those winter months to kind of hibernate and just kind of, you know, swap stories of the previous years and share songs. And I'm quite honored to be part of the Winnipeg scene.
So what happens next? You released Heartworn Highways in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because it's a beautiful record, but because it's a band record and you mm-hmm. are out on the road often playing solo, even if you're traveling with
right.
someone, it makes a difference. But what do you plan to do with the next album?
You know what? I'm just starting to think about it now. As I said, I was just up in the Yukon, and I don't know. I think I got a piece of my heart still up there, and you know, it was a very inspirational place. I stood in awe of a lot of beautiful scenery. I met a lot of real neat characters. It's a place that draws people from all over the world. And I'm sure there's going to be some inspiration from my experiences up there coming through in the next album. You know, as for dynamically and stuff, how it will look, I don't know necessarily yet what kind of an album I'm going to be putting out next, but I can tell you that I am going to be hunkering away in the next few months here after this conference and starting to put my thoughts to paper and melodies and start working on some new music.
It's been great to have you join us. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
KevinRoyMusic.com is my website, and from there it's got all the links to all my other social media, where I'm on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. Another thing I'm just starting to plug more recently is I'm also a photographer, and I'm really starting to push a little bit of that on the side. As I said, I go to some pretty neat places in Canada, and I love to document it as well. So I really try, I've been stressing a lot of the Instagram channels where I put a lot of my photos and stuff up there, and so if you want to see the places I go and the fish that I catch along the way and stuff, that's...
We'll definitely need to check that out. We're going to try and squeeze one more live
right
song
on.
In.
Okay.
What are you going to play for
well,
us?
Well, we'll make it quick and short here. I'll play Gone with the Wind. This is the most uplifting heartbreak song I've written.
And this is from Heartworn
this
Highways.
This is from Heartworn Highways as well,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, all my friends have told me that my love's gone with the wind. So I called up that hurricane to ask which way she's been. Had an eye on that city, no remorse, no pity. My lover has gone with the wind. But living in the prairies, there's no hurricanes around. But we've got us some thunderstorms, tornadoes touching down. No vacancy, I'll check in. Spinning and home wrecking, my lover has gone with the wind. And all my friends have told me that my love's gone with the wind. So I called up that hurricane to ask which way she's been. Had an eye on that city, no remorse, no pity. My lover has gone with the wind. Western range, the Chinook winds, they howl and moan. If I were but a grain of sand, she'd carry me back home. And I don't think she's in the hills, cause she's not coming back. And my lover has gone with the wind. And all my friends have told me that my love's gone with the wind. So I called up that hurricane to ask which way she's been. Had an eye on that city, no remorse, no pity. My lover has gone with the wind.
Mm-hmm.
told me that my love's gone with the wind. So I called up that hurricane to ask which way she's been. Had an eye on that city, no remorse, no pity. My lover has gone with the wind. My lover has gone with the wind. My lover, she's gone with the wind.
That's Kevin Roy with Gone with the Wind, live at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. Kevin, as always, it's a great pleasure having you join us.
It's a pleasure being here, Jan. Thank you very much for having me.